Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As always, we have so many amazing things coming your way this evening. Brigitte is going to be channeling. Mike, of course, is playing all the music that you hear in the introduction and during the show. And then, of course, I'll be taking your calls on the switchboard at 646-716-9663. We'll be taking questions in probably about an hour. And of course, I'll be doing the Diksha blessing that I'll be doing during one of the first music breaks that we take. As always, I like to give out the radio website along with the links to everybody if you want to find out more. Our website is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And Brigitte, who does the channeling, she does great services, classes, retreats, and everything. She works in person, remotely, and you can find out more about her and her services by going to lightbridge101.com. So if you miss any of these links, they're up on the radio website also. And then, of course, you can download and purchase and get some more of this great music that Mike is channeling. He actually channels the music. And that's what you hear playing during the show, which is the reason why it has such a high frequency. And it's great for so many things, including healing and so too many things to mention, I guess. His website where you can download his music and find out about the services he provides, you can go to mikesnyderc.com. And with that, one announcement before I hand off to Brigitte. In the month of October, we are not going to have a show. So we'll be back during our normal second Tuesday in November. So with that, Brigitte, it's all yours.
Thanks, Mark. It's so wonderful to be with all of you again. This is Saint Germain Radio Show, and to really reconnect this grid work of us light workers at a time where it is so much needed. I mean, think about it. We have fires in the Amazon. We have hurricanes that decimate islands. And there is such an emotional imbalance right now everywhere because of so many impulses that we're getting, questioning our reason for being here, questioning what our true purpose is on Earth, questioning if we really make a difference or if we only like a drop in the ocean. And it's really a question of stamina and being vigilant at this time as a light worker to not let ourselves get pulled into too many directions and to stay focused on really just one simple principle. And that is the principle of love. Wherever there's pain, it is because love is lacking. So to always look at our own selves and to ask ourselves where we are, first of all, not giving ourselves enough love and how can we change that? And then when we fill up with love and the love flows over, then we can certainly send it out into the many directions that it needs to go. And I noticed, especially with any kind of weather conditions, when they come in their destructive force. It also reminds me a lot of the anger that we are witnessing and the frustration and that suppressed emotional feelings that are finding a way to then be expressed not through us, but in other forms and ways like the weather. So to really pay attention right now to how you feel and what you do about it. Do you just not pay attention because you don't allow yourself to give it the time that it needs, paying attention to your body, paying attention to your heart, paying attention to what hurts you and what doesn't? Do you just ignore it? Or are you willing to slow down and ask yourself, what is really going on here? What is the message that my body is giving me? What is the message that my heart is giving me? And I've been hearing things like that some feel like it's very obvious to them. They feel like they don't belong. They don't feel that they're disconnected from spirit, but they feel in a way that they don't belong, or that even the community that they thought that they were connected to doesn't really feel like it's their home. But the question is, where is home? Where does our community start? And so what I throw back at all of you is, how much are you at home with your own self? How much are you at peace with your own self so that you no longer need the outer to create the peace for you within you? That the outer becomes that mirror of the inner peace that you're feeling. And believe me, I'm not there all the time at all. So it is something very human to have these moments where we feel absolutely disconnected. So please don't think that there's any judgment. I think on some levels, we all go through that. And it is just like the in-breath and out-breath. It is moments where we feel absolutely blinded and in a cocoon and disconnected from everything. But usually when that happens, it's a sign that we are at the brink of giving birth to something new. And so I want to take a moment to just remind yourself again of the rhythm of ascension. So at some point, we all make a choice. It might sound like such a simple choice, like I choose to live more in peace. Or you might choose that you want to have more harmony in your life. Or you might choose that you want to be in a working environment that is more in alignment with your heart. It can be anything that seems in the beginning so innocent. And yet, when we really put our heart behind this choice, when it really comes from the depths of our soul, transformational forces are being put into motion. And what happens is our life begins to change and certain things are starting to fall away. And it scares us because we don't know the end result. We don't know where this is going. And ironically, when we're in the midst of it, no matter how much you tell yourself that you're prepared for this process, there is a moment where you are just at an utter loss. You can't control anything anymore. And all you can do is surrender to the moment and just let the moment take you wherever you need to be. And that is often because you put up such a strong fight, trying to hang on, trying to keep it together, trying to be strong, that you're just so exhausted that you just can't hang on anymore and you just have to let go. And that is a moment where you lay down in front of the altar of the divine and you say, I of my own can't do anything anymore. I truly give this situation, give my life, give all of me to you, the divine, to you, source, to you, the creator, to whatever higher force you believe in that moment. But it is the moment where you expand your consciousness and you let something greater in to take charge. And this is a very sacred moment. And it doesn't just happen once, it happens often in this lifetime, especially. It seems to happen a lot more frequently than it used to happen in past lives. And so we are going through these scenarios where we have to continuously surrender to a greater part of ourselves, letting go of control, being willing to walk blindfolded, being open to whatever the moment presents. And on good days, we can do it easily. And on bad days, when there is a lot of intensity around us from the people that are also going through things, or when there is a full moon, or when there is a 999 gateway, or when there is something that intensifies all of our emotional experiences, it kind of gets tough to maintain that centeredness. And so we created this radio show really to support you in this process, to let the masters, to let the angels talk to you heart to heart, and to allow yourself to receive in these moments some form of nurturing. It might not even be that obvious to you, but regardless, they are not just talking to you through me, but they are present right there with you, putting their hands over you, giving you healing energy, supporting you and strengthening your heart, and having a lot of love and compassion for you, because they understand. The ascended masters have gone through the same process that we are going through. And that is part of the reason why they so much want to help us right now, because they understand. They understand the trials and the arrows and the initiations and the letting go of belief systems that no longer work for you and how much of a challenge that can be. So with that, I invite you. We have a very profound full moon on Friday the 13th out of all days. And we just went through this 999 gateway, which is all reinforcing even further to let go of what no longer serves you. To do that, we have to become aware more clearly what simply no longer works in our life. And so with all of that, I just invite you to close your eyes right now and to just take a few deep breaths, and maybe even for a moment, just put your hands on your heart and just feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. And just, you know, your mind sees all the things that you're lacking and all the things that are creating pain and discord or friction in your life. But let the mind just be for a moment the mind. And just feel your heart. Just allow yourself to feel your heart and put your feet on the ground. If you have shoes on, maybe you want to take your shoes off and just allow your feet to touch the ground wherever you are, whether it's on a carpet or on a wooden floor. It doesn't make a difference, but just let your feet really feel your connection to the earth and the gratitude that is coming from Gaia in the knowing that you are an extension of her. And you are here not only to work through your own issues, but by doing so to assist Gaia as well. And so feel that love and that gratitude from Gaia for your willingness to have come here at this time where everything is accelerating, everything is sped up. There is an intensity to life right now that is part of, because everything is speeding up. It feels like we are carrying so much weight on us because it almost feels like we're always out of time. There's always something else. As soon as you catch your breath and you have a moment of rest, there's something else that comes up that throws you for a loop or that asks you to be strong and to make wise choices and to step up to the leadership role you're asked to play, even so you might not even feel like doing that. And yet everything is speeding up. life is speeding up because we are all moving towards this tremendous shift of the collective. And there's no turning back. We've reached already, or we are far beyond the point of no return. And now it is just a matter of really letting ourselves be carried forward in the trust and faith that whatever we need at any moment in time shall be provided to us. And so because these are such profound times, I really want you to just breathe in the love of God, source creator, the great spirit of all that is, and let it distribute through your whole body, out of your feet, into the earth, while you're listening to one piece of Mike's music. And Mark is offering the Diksha to really feel that connection between heaven and earth, between the divine and Gaia, and you not just being a bridge, but you also being a conduit of this incredibly beautiful light and love. And because of all the work you've done, you're able to do that. And that is such a profound gift you are giving every moment, every day to Gaia. And we really want you to feel that gift that you are and how much you're loved by the hierarchy of light for the willingness to do this every day and every night. And so, Mark, if you can play Sweet Surrender as a message for all of you to really just let yourself now surrender to that greater part of you so that it can nurture you, it can fill you up, and can flow the energy through you into the earth. And that would be one of Mike's pieces. And Mark will do the Diksha now. Thank you. Greetings. I am Archangel Jophia, and it is with so much love that I'm busy at this time of transformation. Remember back to the time long, long before you entered the human cycle of incarnation. You were born out of all that is, out of the vastness of all that is. You were born out of love as the sound vibrated and moved you forward to become out of nothingness something. And so you moved out of all that is to become an individuated self. So the power of light, you entered into your physical form, and it is here now at your heart that you are light. That's all you are. And all the work you're doing here now on earth as a human is to remember that at the core, you are light. Many of you talk about your light bodies. Yes, because you are born out of light. Your etheric body is light. And so it is for you to remember that no matter how dire it seems at times, and that no matter how emotionally challenging life is at times, that it is for you to remember your origin, your true source, your true essence. And when you focus on your true essence, nothing on the outer can affect you. All the discord, all the pain, all the dis-ease that you're feeling day after day shall simply fall away, and you shall find your peace again, and you shall regain your balance and enter a state of harmony. But be reminded, my friends, that the path of ascension, the path of transformation, the path from one consciousness level to the next, can only be walked on if you're willing to temporarily be pushed out of balance, into disharmony. Because it is through the imbalance, through the disharmony, that everything is being shaken up to then settle anew on a new level of consciousness, on a new level of existence, on a new perspective that you will then gain from life. And perspective is key for every single one of you. In a way, it is so easy to be seduced by drama or by your cup being half empty or by your pain or by anger or judgment, mostly self-judgment that leads to outer judgment. That actually is easier, to let yourself be seduced by the part of you that wants to maintain separation. It is much more challenging, in a way, to not be caught in the same old, but to be strong and vigilant and aware and make a different choice. To simply no longer participate in the games of the past, but to play a new game called love. Love for self, and by loving yourself, you will be able to love those around you as well. And so I ask you now to visualize your physical body truly dissolving into your light body. Just let yourself relax. Allow yourself the in-breath and out-breath, taking you deeper into your light body. leaving your physical form for a moment behind. These are very significant times leading up to the equinox, leading up to the time where you will find and regain a new understanding of self, where light and darkness merge into oneness and a shift can take place. It is also a time in the Northern Hemisphere of fall, of reaping the fruits of your labor. And so allow yourself to be in a place of receptivity now, as you are in your light body, and as you are able in your light body to go any place, at any time, anywhere. And so simply allow yourself to raise up from where you are, out of the room that you're sitting in. Move beyond the building that you might be in, unless you're outside, that is. And simply raise yourself up, further up, until you can look upon the earth as a beautiful jewel that it is. And take a moment and allow your heart to connect with the heart of Gaia. And in this connection, there's something very sacred that can take place if you allow it to. You're not just going to feel the gratitude of Gaia, but you can also feel the fear that the collective consciousness on Earth is carrying. There's a deep fear, not only of the unknown, but there also is a deep fear of love. There's a deep fear of love because there have been so many experiences of love not being responded to, of unrequited love, of rejection, of the loneliness of feeling not being loved, the loneliness of feeling not accepted. And so, in many ways, humanity is still very young because it is hanging on like a little child to the victim energy of not being good enough, of being born in sin and not being good enough. Now ask yourself what part of this story might also be your own, feeling that no matter what you do, it is never going to be enough, feeling like the outer world is putting too much expectations on you, feeling that in many ways, the depths of love always awaits itself from you a little bit. So take a moment and feel that depths of loneliness, that depths that is that gaping hole that describes the fear of true surrender to love. Just let yourself be in that for a moment, as I'm now bringing in angels of light from the higher realms to hold you in a space of safety while you feel that sorrow, while you feel a form of loss, because it is exactly that loss that you felt when you stepped out for the first time as an individuated self out of God's greater all that is. So that loss, that separation runs deeply within the collective of humanity. And no matter how much you want to tell yourself that you're above and beyond that, you are also part of humanity. And making yourself believe that you're greater and more special is only creating another level of solitude and separation and loneliness. So for a moment, be willing to be part of the collective of humanity. and look upon the earth and look at what is happening from the eyes of understanding and compassion. Understanding and compassion for your own self. And then you understand that the fires that are breaking out are the fires that are also burning within every single one of you. It is that fire in your nervous system, where your nervous system feels that there are too many impulses running through it, and it's burning up from within. But what do you do to cool yourself down? What does humanity do to cool itself down? Most of the time, humanity keeps busy and tries to ignore the symptoms of a body that is so desperately trying to adjust to new frequencies. So have love and compassion, and don't judge what you witness with the storms and the fires and the climate change. The only power that can truly bring healing to the earth at this time is love, is forgiveness, is compassion, so that earth itself can rebalance and recalibrate itself. It doesn't have to come to total destruction. It doesn't have to come to tremendous storms and earthquakes and volcanoes. It doesn't have to come to that if you're willing to listen to your own inner self. Take a deep breath now, being in your light body, recognizing that you are part of the collective of humanity. You can't separate yourself anymore from those who don't respect the earth. Because the question is, how much are you respecting yourself? You are not separate from earth. Are you truly respecting yourself? Are you truly slowing down to meditate for a few minutes, to connect yourself with the divine I Am presence, to allow that greater part of you to work with you and through you? You might say yes, but then there are other areas where you have to look more closely and ask yourself, is this truly the loving thing to do to your own self? Is this truly the way that you would treat someone else? And so open your heart as you connect with the heart of Gaia. And allow yourself to feel that this is a crucial time for you now, at a crossroad, to make some new choices. And these initial choices are not at all about rescuing Earth, but the choices are about rescuing your own self. Rescuing your own self by stopping to worry so much about everyone around you. And by doing that, keeping yourself away from your own pain and to bring your attention to you. Who are you? Where are you from? Which way are you heading? What is your purpose here on earth? And we love how you always ask us, what is my purpose on earth? And may I ask you in return, what is it that you choose your purpose to be on earth at this time? You are an aspect of God, says Creator, the great spirit of all that is. What is it you choose to be right now? Don't come with a question to us which way to turn or what to do. Turn to your own self. What is it in your heart you choose to do as your next step in life? We are not permitted to tell you whether you should take this path or that path. We are honoring your free will. So focus less on what the outer is telling you to do and not to do, and focus more on your own inner self. What is it in a heart-to-heart connection with Gaia that would nurture you, and then in turn through you, Gaia, and the collective consciousness? How can you fill your cup up and find your inner peace? And that in turn will bring inner peace to your family, to your friends, and everybody around you. Bring yourself back right now to you. And in this alignment is the heart of Gaia. Feel your crown opening up, and a unique new frequency of light coming down from the cosmic heart of this universe, coming all the way down. A Christed frequency, Christ love, entering your crown and filling you up. Are you willing to accept this higher divine love? Are you willing to stop conceptualizing, stop arguing, stop seeing yourself as alone, stop seeing yourself as separate, and embrace your true nature as love and light? That's what you are. Out of a vast essence of love, you were born and brought into form through the existence of light. You are love and light. So are you truly willing to accept that? To no longer focus on what's wrong, but to focus on the love and light within you. To make that your mantra, to make that your focus point, to start every morning by telling yourself that you are all-encompassing love and light. And by taking time each morning to close your eyes and to use your in-breath and out-breath to allow that love and that light from the cosmic heart of this universe to fill you up, to remind you who you are, to remind you where you're from, and to remind you what your purpose is on Earth at this time. And to just use that in-breath and out-breath to let yourself become whole again. And whenever the outer world pulls on you and drains you and affect you, to not get frustrated, but to once again step aside, close your eyes, whether it is in the bathroom or whether it's outside, even if it is for 1 minute, and to just breathe in that love and light from the cosmic heart of this universe. And so now, again, just take a moment to breathe in that love and light from the cosmic heart of this universe as we are now playing rays of light so that you can take the time and let yourself be filled up. In breath, light in, out breath, release what no longer serves you. And now for a moment, allow yourself to be raised upwards all the way into the cosmic heart itself of this universe. Just let yourself be guided by those angels of light that are surrounding you. As there is an ancient master awaiting you. For every single one of you, that ancient master will be whoever it is you need at this moment. And so we will not put a name on this master for that purpose. But this master has a gift for you. This gift is given to you in form of a sun disk that is now infused etherically like a breastplate onto your heart. And it is going to help you in the days and weeks and months ahead to not get so caught in the discord of those that are still struggling with their human existence. Because there are those that still need that experience for their own spiritual soul growth process. But that doesn't mean that you need to participate in that path. You don't need to take part in this. You can stand tall and walk your own path. And so this sun disk as a breastplate is going to assist you with this, staying true to yourself. Staying true to the light within, staying true to the Christed love that flows through your veins and that is your true essence. And so simply at this time, receive this gift as it is infused into you, into your aura field, into your light body, from where you will carry it back to your physical form. Because all of you are warriors of light and love. And in your case, your weapons are not going to be swords and guns and any of that. Your weapon is your strength in maintaining a space that spirit can work with you and through you, that your divine I Am presence can work with you and through you. This place is sacred. Space can only be achieved through your willingness to allow this greater part more than ever into your life. So it is about bringing more illumination into you and therefore merging your higher self more with your lower self and sacred union. These are truly momentous times all of you are living in. And there's much that you're going to be experiencing in form of change in your life. But all of this doesn't have to be dramatic. To stay in your inner center, take the time to call on the vibration of love and light and breathe it into you from the cosmic heart of this universe into you. This time the ancient master is fully activating the sun disk and is empowering it with his or her essence into you. And so part of your work is going to be to bring that frequency of the sun to those who are still stuck in the darkness and in the shadow world. And it is not forced. The sun never forces itself onto anyone. It is just there, and its rays and its heat will burn away the clouds at some point for the sun to break through again and illumination to take place. So know that it is not for you to force the light or yourself or your wisdom or your power or your divinity onto anyone, but to stand strong and to be that beacon of love and hope that allows others to see that there always is a light even beyond the clouds and that eventually those clouds are going to vanish as well. So you're now being released and carried back by those angels of light back to your physical body, back down, all the way back to Earth, all the way back from where you left off. And your light body is settling around your physical self. Just take a moment and let this settle. Just take a moment and feel again your feet on the ground. Feel the sun disk now integrating into you. Just take a moment. Just allow that to take place without thinking about what to do next, or to pick up the phone and call someone, or to do something. Just allow yourself to sit in peace and to take all of this in, and to use the in-breath and out-breath to take in that illumination, and to take fully in the love that you are. And as you sit wherever you left off, as you sit and you're fully integrated into your physical self, feel and waves of transformation going out from you into your surroundings, into your life, past and future, as well as present. As you change, as you shift, everything around you changes and shifts too. The key for you is to find your anchor, your way to be that rod of power that no matter what is happening around you, doesn't lose sight on who you are and where you came from and why you're here at this time. I know some of you are wondering what dream to focus on, what goals to aim for. In many ways, some of the goals are not even written yet because these are times where so much change is still happening. So be patient. When one door closes, another one opens up. Don't think too far ahead. Just bring yourself into the here now and choose in every moment according to your heart, according to your alignment with your divine I Am presence. Everything will open up for you at the appropriate time. Don't think you have to work hard for it. On the contrary, the idea is not to work so hard, to relax a little bit more, and to let your divine I Am presence carry you safely. So the changes that are undoubtedly coming, but that don't have to be frightening or painful. And so take a moment again to feel your divine self, even the connection getting you closer in alignment and in connection with your divine self, overlighting you, holding you, surrounding you, breathing through you with your breath, looking through your eyes, feeling through your hands, feeling the connection to earth through your feet, and just know that you are loved, and you are love, and you are light. And you're also the one who illuminates. Trust the process. Trust that there is divine reason for everything that is going on. And no matter what you do, do not let yourself be seduced by the fear and the drama and the discord around you. Pull yourself back over and over again and realign yourself and refocus. This will be your ticket to peace and harmony in your life, no matter what is happening around you. And remember, my work is the work of joy. It is when you maintain that alignment, joy is there in your heart as well. Everything will look differently. Your perception of life shall change, and you will become a lot more lighthearted, with a lot more happiness, with a lot more happiness within you that will find its way out of you into the world then. It has been a great pleasure and honor to be with you here tonight, or for those of you, with those of you who are listening at a later time. As you know, time and space is meaningless. I am with all of you. I am Archangel Jophiel. And before I go, I would like to bring this to a closure by one more piece of music. And in this case, let's do the heart activation to strengthen your connection to the cosmic heart of this universe. Do this now. Namaste. It is now I, Saint Germain, talking to all of you. If we did our job right, then you have no questions at this time. Because if you listen to the transmission of Archangel Jophia, then you have some idea of what is going on here on Earth. You also have a little bit of homework to do, to take the time to love and respect yourself by bringing in more love and light into you from the cosmic heart of this universe. It is important in these times of change where so much is happening and it seems to get so busy, and there are plenty of excuses why you don't have time to do this work, to actually do it, to actually stop yourself, even if it is for 1 minute, and to refocus for a moment, to use your in-breath and out-breath and redirect the frustration, the fear, the anger, whatever it is that you picked up, and let it go. I know it is work, and I know it is challenging when there are a lot of demands on you. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to work with you, with the violet flame, to assist in transforming and transmuting discordant energies that are surrounding you. But you must ask, and you must be willing to look beyond your own humanness to see what is really going on, to understand that there is a tremendous fear of change, that there is a tremendous fear of opening up to the divine feminine creative force right now, to the goddess energy. Because within the divine goddess energy is the need to step into stillness, to be able to receive guidance. You have to be willing to quiet your mind down, to silence the chatter in whatever form you can find it. Sometimes it is through physical exercise. Sometimes it is through music. But it is however it works for you, being in nature or in whatever form deems necessary at that time. But at the core or the bottom line is that you have to do the work. You have to be willing to look at all the excuses you might be making in your mind, not to others, but in your mind towards yourself, and ask yourself if this is really still working for you. If all that fear that you bring up, that you attach stories to, if this is really truly who you are. Or if this is something that you are picking up from your surrounding, making your own. And if you are picking it up from your surrounding and making it your own, don't you feel it is time to make a different choice? It is time for choosing. It is time for being very, very clear on your own motives. You are not a victim. You are a co-creator. And it is often that you get too caught in the past and the future that all this fear and anxiety comes in. Bring yourself into the moment and ask yourself, what can you do right now that shall help this situation? And you'll be amazed when you are getting into your goddess feminine receptive mode, the answers that will come to you. But you have to slow down for this. You have to take your time. You can't be running and running and running. And everyone does this mechanism of running in their own unique way. So, that being said, I am willing to answer questions. But please think about your questions. If you're only going to call me to ask me what your purpose here is on Earth, then I invite you to listen to the radio show again. because you choose your purpose. You choose your purpose. Don't give your power away and wait for someone to tell you what to do. In your heart, you already know the answer. And when you listen to those who say, be devoted to the divine dream, then remember you are an aspect of the divine. Be devoted to your dream, whatever that dream is for you. Because in truth, when you are happy, when you do that, what truly makes you happy, then you're in alignment. Then you are bringing heaven on earth. And that really is the idea, to bring heaven to earth. And there is no formula for it. There is not just one heaven that needs to be brought down to earth. Heaven is love. Heaven is joy. Heaven is harmony and peace. So however you can create that for yourself, you assist others to have the opportunity to do it as well. You cannot do this for others. You can only do it for yourself, setting an example. So again, if you have a question that you will feel is going to benefit all listeners, by all means, call now. But make it worthwhile. See yourself truly as a messenger of the divine you are, and not simply a victim of outer circumstances. If that's how you still see yourself, again, listen to some of the radio shows that are meant to empower you to remember who you truly are. Mark, if you want to give out the phone number now again and put a small piece of music on, you certainly can.
Thank you. If you would like to call in and ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Thank you. I'm going to put some music on now.
Thank you.
Please press 1 if you have a question. Press 1. I am all set. Are you?
Yes, we are.
Hello.
Then we did our job correctly.
All right.
No callers?
You know, we have tons of callers. Everybody wants to talk. All right, Marilyn first.
Greetings, Marilyn.
Hello,
how can I be of assistance?
I'd like to just comment, if I may, upon my connection with Source Energy, because as you and Archangel Jaffiel were speaking, I feel that I have the connection and that I, as I allow it more and more by just being in that sort of state of consciousness, perhaps, that I'm shown how to flow, or how the energy of to let more love in whatever I'm dealing with, whatever I'm thinking about, whatever I'm looking at. It's almost as though there's a sort of energetic jolt or something that happens that then my awareness expands. Does that sound okay? Perfect.
That sounds exactly up how to apply your alignment into your daily life. Most beautiful, and we are deeply grateful, Marilyn, for your willingness to call in and to share that with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Saint Germain, for your guidance. I appreciate you. Good evening.
And we love you. Blessings to you.
Okay. Kate, you're on.
Thank you.
Greetings,
well,
my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Saint Germain, I have no question of my purpose. Of that, I am certain. I would like some guidance with respect to the daily life, as the caller before was saying. Where I'm struggling is in work, where my joy is bubbling up and my love is bubbling up, and it is not received, and I have a pattern of leaving when my enthusiasm isn't received, and I'm trying to be the bridge. I'm trying to stay, and I'm trying
not to be the bridge. Try not to be the bridge. Try not to, you're trying too hard. Don't try to convince anybody. Don't try to do anything. Just be yourself for yourself. Start being yourself for yourself and worry less about how other people perceive you or don't perceive you. Just be you and release any kind of expectations or any kind of attachment to how others might or might not react. That is right now your greatest test of initiation. If you can pass through that, which I know you can with flying colors, you will have shifted not only the energy for your own self, but for many, many others as well. Because remember, what you do for yourself, you do for the whole world. And so trust and have faith that this is about being willing to let others truly be, if necessary, in their own darkness, if that is what they need for their spiritual growth process. Just be you. It doesn't make a difference how anybody else reacts. And ironically, if I may tell you that, is that you think that others don't accept it or take it in the way you want them to, but in fact they do. They just don't know yet how to show it or how to express it. So again, let go of the attachment, be who you are, and just watch as you bring your divine I Am presence and over again into your daily situation, how miracles shall happen. And this is a beautiful, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Kate, because this is a message for all of those who are listening. Often, you would like those around you, whether it is family members or people you work with, you would love for them to wake up, to realize that there's more about life than the seriousness that they might show in your presence. And it is not always in your power or for you to change them, but it is for you to learn to maintain that sacred space around you, no matter what the outer shows, in which you anchor spirit on earth, in which you anchor the love and light on earth. That is one of the most important tasks at this time of the transformation that is going on here in this country and around the world to maintain. At some point, everybody will awaken, but you just have to be vigilant and hold strong to your alignment until everything dissolves. Do you understand?
I do. Thank you for that. And the thing that's starting to happen for me is that I'm finding it very, very uncomfortable to be silent because I'm so silenced in the workplace. And I don't know how much longer I can be silent and tolerant and flexible.
Just bring in your divine I am presence. Bring in your divine I am presence to help you with that silence. Just continuously hand it over to your divine I am presence. Just keep doing it and watch. Watch what happens. Trust me, this is only temporary, and this is upcoming full moon. A lot of our emotional aspects are being brought to the forefront, whether you're in human form or in etheric form or an ascended master. That's what full moon, what a full moon does. So we as a collective, Holy Spirit or human spirit, we are now being presented to delve even deeper into our emotional self. And so take this opportunity to do exactly that.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're very welcome. And I am there to support you with the violet flame. Don't forget that. Blessings to you. And it is so. Namaste.
Namaste.
Priya, you're on.
Who?
Greetings.
Hello?
How can I be of assistance? Hello. How can I
Hello?
Be of assistance to you?
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How can I be of assistance to you, my
oh,
dear?
Oh, yes. I thought Mark said a different name. Sorry. Yes. As you may know, I'll be soon returning to California, and things seem to be coming together in very synchronistic ways, and it appears that there'll be a culmination of many years of work in the near future. So I would so appreciate any counsel you might give me, especially considering the fact that sometimes it's almost difficult to realize that this is happening and the import of it. And of course, my concerns about my son. And any counsel that you think would be germane for me to have at this point would be quite welcome. And
nice wordplay there by you. I appreciate it. Well, your son received already a powerful message by Archangel Raphael, and that he needs to listen to and hang on to. As for you, your work continues, and one of your greatest challenges is to not get impatient or lost in the immensity of everything that is taking place. So what Archangel Raphael has said during this radio show, it's also very important for you to just keep maintaining that clarity, that connection to the cosmic heart, so you're not being seduced by the outer to move any slower or faster into any direction as it is appropriate. So just don't focus too much on the future. Don't get caught in the past. Just stay in the present moment and do one step at a time. There's still the part of the collective consciousness that needs to raise before you can implement more of your work. But rest assured that anything you've done up to this point has never been a waste of time. You've treaded a path, opened up as a way shower, an avenue that was needed so that others can now push behind you to make it so. Does that make sense?
Yes, actually it does, of course.
Good. So just stay in the moment. A part of you wants to know, a part of you wants to control, which is understandable, but this is not the place for you to be. Maintain that alignment, maintain that focus to the now, and always remember that you are provided for, and so is your son. You know, your son wouldn't be here if he didn't have a purpose, and he certainly
yes.
has an important role to play in all of this as well.
Beautiful. I so appreciate the your counsel and your compassion and love. It's meant a great deal to me and continues to. Thank you so much, Saint Germain and Brigida.
Blessings to you, my dear. I am always with you. And it
Thank
is
you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you're all set.
Thank you. I send my love to all of you. It is always a pleasure. And now that I am with all of you, call on me anytime. I am Saint Germain. And why don't we play a small closing piece to not just end it abruptly? Just play the fifth ray piece, Mark, if you don't mind, to bring it to a nice close. Blessing to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Sounds good. We appreciate everybody calling in this evening. We do want to let you know that in the month of October, we will not have a show because most of the team is traveling. So no show in October, but we'll be back with you in November. And here is the fifth ray.